Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out Starseed Energy.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We are at the top of the third hour. And again, thank you, Secret Corps, for coming on. And now we're joined by our next guest. We have Liz, a very special guest to Starseed Radio. She's joining us on the scene. She's like in a cab, in motion, as always, Liz, from city to city around the world. Liz, thank you so much for coming on the air. How have you been?
Oh, it's great to hear from you, Jonah. I'm right on, I'm in a taxi right now. I'm getting back into Washington. I've been traveling, talking on diplomacy everywhere, international relations.
It's been amazing, Liz. It's so good to hear your voice finally. And, I know you took your trip all over to like, I think, nine countries in Europe and Russia. So, If you could give us an update, how was that? And tell us about the ship. And,
the ship was actually the Semester at Sea ship, which has, enrichment voyages in between the academic year. And they had a number of lecturers. I was one of them, and I talked on the politics of global images, talked about diplomacy, global politics, and the news media. It was really a fabulous trip in the North Sea and the Baltic.
And how many people were on that? Was it a cruise ship or?
Yeah, but it's not a huge cruise ship, but it's people who want educational cruises. And there were probably about 780, 800 passengers and
wow.
Crew plus crew. Yeah, it was fabulous.
That's a nice size, 800 passengers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Hoping to do it another time.
Definitely. I looked into that website when you told me and just, the ship looked beautiful and the classes, there are sustainability classes. I was like, I would love to do something like that, seriously, and report on it and broadcast. And definitely it's something that, I'll keep in mind. What was the name of that again, just for the listeners out there? Write that down.
Well, that's the Semester at Sea. It's the, called Enrichment Voyages, .org. And, they have different cruises all over the world, actually.
I just asked you to say that, Liz, so I could write it down myself.
Yeah, the enrichment voyages. Oh, I see.
Enrichmentvoyages.com. Awesome. I just wrote it down myself just to make sure I have it. Excellent. So then you flew to Texas, and you're here now also back in the States. And tell the listeners about some of the local things you've been doing around the country.
Well, one of the things I think that, people are looking at Egypt right now as, you know, the place for action. But I think what's very exciting and, you know, there's all kinds of skepticism, but I don't have it. I think it's very exciting what's going on about the Middle East, peace issue. Secretary of State, John Kerry has put that right up, front on his, priority list. He's been pushing on it. We just have to hope and pray there's going to be some kind of breakthrough that, because it is ultimately very, very important to bring about peace, between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Yeah, that's an ongoing, battle, if you will, for thousands of years. And unfortunately, it's something that just plagues a nation because of religion and all this stuff that just really divides people at the end of the day. In the terms of, you know, saying one thing and that is the only way to be. And if you're not that way, then everyone else is going to go to hell or everyone else is going to, you know, and that's the dividing that's, is keeping the wars.
Yeah, and the sad thing right now is because it's gone on so long, people who look at the Middle East say, well, you know, that's not so important now. We've got all these other things going on. It's true. We've got a lot of other things going on there. I mean, in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Syria. But this is just, this is the blister, the horrible, wound that needs healing. And then you've got to deal with all the other problems. But, I think it's, I think there's, that is one thing that I'm, hopeful about, that maybe this time something can work out.
Yeah, and in doing these global diplomacy talks, what are the main engagements, if you will, that you tell people how to get involved? What are some things that people can do in terms of being their own diplomatic citizen, planetary citizen?
The big thing is, I think, for people to have, and that's what I go really all over the country and talk about around the world, is the importance of just the average person having an interest in and an understanding of foreign relations, international relations, things outside their own place, and the connections, what I call global, because it's global and local, because these connections are important. So it's, you know, for the average citizen to understand that their kinds of understanding, they're talking out, they're writing about issues, they're learning about them, they're promoting diplomacy. I mean, I think that's the most important thing, is to promote and encourage diplomacy, because that's the much harder thing to do than to have, you know, fighting and war. Fighting and war is easy, really, and diplomacy is the hard, that's the step by step, that's the part that nobody looks at and people try to tend to ignore. So I think it needs citizens encouraging it.
And just so the listeners out there know, a diplomatic citizen of the planet, Liz, tell people that what that means. What does that mean when you're telling people to be a diplomat? Explain to listeners how everybody is a world diplomat, a world citizen.
I think the problem always has been is people think diplomats are somehow different, and then I think that in the history of things, the history of the world, the idea of diplomacy has been that there's only an elite, a certain group of people who can be diplomats. Well, the truth of the matter is that anybody can be a diplomat, and I think the idea of starting to bring it down to the grassroots level and have the average person, individual citizens, know that they themselves can be diplomats by reaching out to other people, to other parts of the world, to actually encouraging this, it's instead of pushing for solving problems with conflict and fighting.
And the conflict and fighting is again why diplomatic endeavors and engagements and projects are so important, because if you don't have people even attempting to be diplomatic in terms of peace with wars, then there's no shot of anything happening.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's like if you don't even try, you don't even rally, you don't even try to do anything, then it's hopeless. But at least if you try, it's like the energy on the planet is now shifted where it's here, that if you actually try to do something to make a difference because the intent is pure and you really want to help someone or help the planet, then the energy here is here to help you do that, and it will happen. And you'd be amazed at how powerful you are in manifesting something good in the world just by a letter or something. You'd be amazed. Correct, Liz? I'm sure you've seen it yourself.
I agree. I really do think that it's important for people to think of themselves, average people who are not official diplomats, to realize that they can be diplomats in the world. Starting at home and then reaching out, you know, in their region, in their country, and then around the world to people.
And so, Liz, let me ask you this. When are you coming back to Asheville so we can see you?
Well, probably soon. Yeah, I'll be back. I'm back and forth all the time.
Excellent. I know. I want you to come down and see the new Starseed headquarters down downtown Asheville. It's amazing. And I can't wait to tell you all the things that are going on. So
I can't wait to have
you back in town. I know. Where are you off to next? What's coming up in the engagements and diplomacy?
Well, I'm actually, there's some events this week in Washington on issues about the Middle East that I'm going to be participating in, and also I'll be going to. I'm actually going to an iftar, you know, which is the Muslim breaking of fast during the holy month of Ramadan. So I'm going to one to an iftar at one of the embassies. So that's I always enjoy that.
Excellent. It's always good to experience other cultures and travel, and you travel to so many countries around the world, and it's an honor to have you on the team, Liz. So thank you again, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, and good to talk to you.
Yes, and I can't wait to see you soon. So let us know when you're back in town, Liz.
All right, thank you. We'll
get things going. Excellent. Here's some more Dub Conscious. We'll be right back with our next guest, Mary Rodwell from Australia. Starseed Radio, we'll be right back.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio and a stellar show so far. And we're going to our last guest of the evening, all the way from across the ocean in Australia. We've had her on the show before, and it's great to have her back. We have Mary Rodwell, and we just had one of her also good friends, Alfred, on a few weeks ago, another great gentleman who enjoyed having on the show and talking about it and of course, supporting his projects. And, of course, Mary, you're into the whole indigo children and the crystal rainbow phenomenon and my favorite topic because they are the most important topic of all of this because they are carrying in that consciousness and frequency so purely. And the children are really the leaders of tomorrow, and your work is all about that. And also with ACERN, which is the Australian Close Encounter Resource Network, and also Vice President of the Star Kids Project, and so much amazing work you've done. So thank you for coming back on the show again. How are you?
I'm good, Jonah. It's always good to talk with you.
Yes, thank you. And so many topics and things to go into, and we're going to get definitely want to cover some Starseed Indigo topics. And I always like to take it back to basics, Mary, because a lot of the listeners may not know about the topics or understand the topics. So if you would just give a little brief background on yourself and then how you first got into the whole alien ET abduction phenomenon and then into the children work that you do now.
Well, to begin with, everyone may like to know I did normal things like being a nurse and a midwife 40 years ago, but about 25, 30 years I have been a professional counsellor and hypnotherapist. And it was about nearly 20 years ago when I had a gentle walk into my office, say there's no support groups for this, everybody just thinks you're a loony or crazy. And began to tell me about his experiences, which were what we call the classic kind of encounter experiences, you know, being taken from their bed at night, waking up with marks on the body, sometimes nosebleeds and what have you, and being aware they've been taken to some form of craft, having procedures done, maybe learning things on the craft. And the reason this gentleman was, to me, very credible, not only was he very articulate, he appeared very grounding. It was also because his whole family were involved. And this is the crucial thing many people with this phenomena don't really get, is that it's usually every time ultimately I find intergenerational. In other words, it goes through families. So if you've got somebody with experiences, it will be, you know, either one or both parents, grandparents, going right down to the grandchildren. And that is, to me, the crux of this is that it is genetic lines that are particularly important here.
And when you talk about, just if we could back up a little bit, Mary, when you're talking about genetic lines and DNA and stuff, explain to the listeners a little bit what that means, because you're talking to, let's talk to, say, we're talking to a bunch of teenagers right now. You know, back to, I know it's hard to do it. That's why I like to ask, you know, to do that, because it is complex stuff, and, you know, this, the more simpler you can explain it or break it down, the easier it is to, because it is so important. It's in our DNA. It's in their DNA. And so if you would talk a little bit about that.
I think it's very important, Jonah, to remind the ones of us that are way down the rabbit hole, as I call it.
there you go.
You know, to go back to basics, because I have to do that when I speak to the media and, you know, newspapers and whatever, because if you're new to this, it's really hard to understand, as you do, how complex and multifaceted this is. This is,
indeed.
You know, we're all, you know, looking at this from, you know, the tip of an iceberg of something enormously complex. But the thing that particularly drew me as an ex-nurse is the anomalies in our DNA. And this is, again, helps us to understand why these different intelligences, and we're talking about many species here. We're not just talking about the greys, which everybody seems to know about and to think they're the only ones that are interacting with us. There are many different forms of intelligence interacting with us. Some of them are humanoid. There are insect-like ones, the manta beings. There are, apart from the greys, there are blue beings, there are energy beings, there are a whole range of different ones. And what I need to say to the listeners is that we're all hybrids, whether we want to hear that or not, that in our DNA are certain anomalies that no other species on the planet has. And one of them is 223 genes that are a sideways insertion of genetic material. Now, no other species on the planet has these particular genes. Really important to say that. Sideways insertion.
And say it one more time. Say it one more time, Mary.
It's a sideways insertion, which means it did not come up the invertebrate phase of our evolution. So these were added to our genetic makeup. It's very, very important for people to understand there is no other species on the planet that has these, and they're all to do with higher psychological functioning. Now, When you know that, and you also know there are a number of geneticists coming out now and admitting that we have been intelligently designed somehow because there are certain things in our DNA that look as though they've been spliced, added to, changed, altered, and the ones there are whistleblowers coming out with this, there are a number being very honest about it now, that we have obviously been altered and changed through our evolution by someone or something, or whether you want to call that God or whether you want to call that ETs. I think that what we have to understand is that we didn't just evolve in the way Darwin talked about that. So that's the first thing. The extraterrestrials, I firmly believe, were seen as gods in mythology and through our history, you know, when indigenous peoples talked about the star beings coming down. Kiketsikotl was one, which was who was actually a feathered serpent. We have the Numo of the Dogon tribe. We have the Wangina of the Australian Aborigine, who is archetypal for an extraterrestrial being from the Milky Way. Basically, what would have been interpreted as gods in the past, we now know as extraterrestrials and various types of extraterrestrials. And, you know, it was seen as gods, and their technology would have been seen as magic or magical a few hundred years ago. So when you've got a background like that, then it's not a surprise to know we're still being visited. And even more, they're making their presence known, primarily, I think, because of where we've got to in our technology, because we now are almost at the point of being, you know, spacefaring species. We've also got technology that could destroy ourselves. And these intelligences are, you know, are making themselves more and more visible. And that's why so many people these days are taking photographs of different types of craft. And because we have the, you know, most people have a mobile phone now, so they can take pictures and what have you. So there's been an exponential increase in sightings, but also in people owning the fact that they've had experiences. And what people need to understand is that even I'm in Australia, but I get emails from all over the globe. Over 2,000 people have contacted me in the last 18 years. From everywhere, from South America, Japan, Russia, Poland, Alaska, you name it. And it's, so this is a global phenomena of people of all ages. And when I say all ages, from small children right up to 70 or 80 years old, I've got clients that are lawyers, doctors, nurses, social workers, farmers, and as I say, small children talking about their encounters. So this doesn't respect culture, it doesn't respect who you are, and the bottom line is that what I'm seeing is that each generation that has experiences in a family seems to be an upgrade, and we do know that genetic materials take
sorry to cut you off, hold on right there, we gotta take a quick commercial break, and let's talk about genetic material and all that when we get back, and also talk about the new children that are being born when we get back, so hang on right there. And we'll be right back with Mary Rodwell in Australia. Here's some more Dub Conscious. We'll be right back after these messages.
Public Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by Mary Rodwell, founder and principal of the Australian Close Encounter Resource Network, ACERN, in Australia. And before we went to commercial break, Mary, we were talking about the DNA and the importance of it. And, of course, science dubs the DNA the junk DNA, quote-unquote, which recent studies by other people have, of course, discovered that that junk DNA is ET DNA of extraterrestrial origin. And you see now these children being born with the left and right side of their brains being already synced together, and the new humans are here.
Absolutely. What was interesting for me is that because I think it's really important, people need to see as much evidence, scientific evidence, as possible, apart from the fact that we're recognizing that these children are being born all over the world in metaphysical, spiritual circles. They may be called, you know, indigo children, crystal children, children of light. They've got a whole range of names for these children. I put them under the heading of star children because I believe that that's their connection to their upgrade in the sense of why they are as aware that, and as awake as they are in terms of what we would call the average human. I came to the conclusion that when I was working with so many people with abduction, you know, encounter experiences, there was a small percentage that were certainly traumatized and were really struggling with their extraterrestrial encounters. That was until maybe they understood what was going on. but there were many more traumatized by being on a planet that they considered barbaric, that they felt they didn't understand. They didn't understand how it was so aggressive. They didn't understand the materialistic values. They didn't understand what they were doing here. They felt they'd been dumped here, like they'd been adopted out, if you like, that their real family wasn't from here, was from the stars. And they were aware also of, many of them appear to be telepathic, or at least as a child, they were aware of having what we would call imaginary friends. Would also be aware, some of them at least, that they went on spacecraft and learnt things on the spacecraft. And these children are everywhere, even though we don't realize just how many of them are like this. Many of the families are very careful about sharing the fact that their children mention things like this. And I've got one that lives locally here, a little eight-year-old boy who tells me he sees energy in plants and animals. He communicates with animals. He said he's here to help humans understand animals and to take care of them and treat them respectfully. He talks about going up on the spacecraft with a couple of his school friends in, and sometimes being in a kind of pod where he can't move. And I asked him what was going on, and he knew without hypnosis. He said, oh, that's my yearly medical exam. He said, and he described blue beings that were doing this particular medical exam. He talked about being in a group of children, some like himself, that some of them didn't look quite the same as humans. They would have different stranger-shaped eyes, either bigger than humans, and learning how, as he said, to use his brain waves to create things in the air. For example, he was learning about black holes, cosmology, our history. And this is, you know, we're talking about, you know, an eight-year-old boy here that has conscious memory of his family. And his family, this is going to be very hard for some people to accept, perhaps on some level. His family are the matter beings, you know, these praying mantis-looking ones.
The insectoids.
Sorry?
The insectoids.
I call them the mantid beings, or the manta, as many of them call them. But they do look insectoid. And actually, they seem to be very ancient, very wise. And some of the things this little boy told me about the his mantid family was that he even made the trilling, chirping sound they sometimes make when they're happy with him. And this is identical to other stories that I've heard from people in other parts of the world, where they also feel they're really connected to the manta beings. And there's a gentleman in England who's in his 50s, who I've been corresponding for, who's written his own story, and he calls the mantid his manta mother. So you can't get more familial than that. And he feels more comfortable with his manta mother than he does his human family. Now, this is really strange to a lot of people, and I can understand how they will struggle with this. But you can see how far it comes away from, you know, the aliens are out to get us, to actually they're our family. And what is that that changes people from, you know, or why some people feel the fear, where others, especially those of the younger generations, actually feel connected? And I believe it's because more and more people are waking up to their true origins, and that's on a consciousness level.
And you say that there are family, and there are some that are family, but there are some, like our previous guest talked about, there are other darker ones, the darker forces, and that have different agendas. But the children that are coming in now, these indigos that are coming with this ancient wisdom and knowledge, are bringing it, you know, to mainstream. That's part of this show and part of the work that you do. And you know, you say it may be taboo or may sound weird to the listeners, and you're right. But the fact of the matter is that ET presence and ET existence is a fact and is real. And there's so much proof now out there. It's everywhere if you just do your homework and you're open to it. If you're not going to be open to it, of course, then just, you know, change the channel and it's just hogwash and that's it. But if you do your research, there's plenty of evidence to support everything we're talking about. And then at the end of the day, of course, you have your own experience with it. And then once that happens, then you're on your own, sort of say, on your own personal journey towards, you know, connecting with the divine or, you know, integrating that higher aspect of yourself. And talking about the children, the importance of the children coming in now, Mary.
Well, the importance of the children is they're bringing in new awareness. They all admit, like so many of them, that they're here to help humanity wake up. And one of the classic kind of patterns of that story is described in a letter I got from a lady from Northern Europe. Remember, this is a country that doesn't speak. The first language isn't English. So the mere fact they've contacted me via, you know, my presentations, which are in English alone, tells you something. And she said, in her letter to me, my first pregnancy, a voice said my children were not mine. They belong to no one. My daughter gets important messages in ET languages. And she said, I showed her your presentation where a lady does healing and writes in ET languages. And her daughter responded in joy and excitement, saying, she knows what I've written. She has healing abilities. She speaks in healing words in ET languages to purify water. And I noticed the water tasted differently afterwards. And she said that the languages, this is the 9-year-old, says her languages are from a place outside of the universe. She has helpers that guide and teach her. They're here to help humanity with the awakening. Now, this is a 9-year-old girl that's telling her mum these things. This is not her mother telling me. It's via her daughter. I've actually spoken to the mother, who's a teacher, and also the 9-year-old through an interpreter. And this little girl knows why she's here. And she said that they're being born all over the world and they're here to teach us and to help us understand our connection to our star families.
And a lot of the listeners out there, when you're talking about the children coming in with this remembrance of other galaxies and things like that, we're talking about the higher aspects of ourself, the higher realms of ourself that come from these things in terms of other, another word, heaven, if you will. And the children coming in now are aware of this heaven type place, if you will. And just put it in a simpler thing. So the children coming in now are remembering heaven, if you will, and coming in with a memory and an understanding, if you will, of that. And that's what's so unique and beautiful and magnificent about what's happening now. And again, the children are the teachers of tomorrow because they're coming in with that ancient wisdom and knowledge. And before long, the world will recognize this, and will be listening to this, which is part of what the work you do and I do and the rest of us that are out there, the importance of it. So the listeners understand the importance of it is this ancient wisdom and knowledge is being brought in full remembrance of the original teachers of it. So it's amazing. Tell us about some of the upcoming projects and things, Mary, that are going on with the foundation.
In terms of what we know about ASIRN, well, apart from the fact that finally I'm getting my website upgraded, it's a very old site now, and it really does need...
Mary, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that when we get back. Hold on right there. Here's some more Dub Consciousness. We're with Mary Rodwell with ASIRN out of Australia. We'll be right back.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by Mary Rodwell, all the way from Australia, talking about not just her network, Australian Close Encounter Resource Network, ACERN, but about the indigo, the crystal, and the children that are coming in now with this consciousness, this understanding of a new way of living, Mary. That's basically, at the end of the day, what we're trying to get out, a sustainable way of living, correct?
Absolutely, Jonah, and this is the thing that's happening after people particularly have some form of encounter. It changes the way they see the world. It is and can be absolutely transformative. Not only do they become more intuitively aware, they also want to live a more holistic lifestyle. Many of them leave the cities and want to eat with all the best kinds of energetic foods in terms of organic foods, grow their own, and want this very simple lifestyle, which is quite fascinating to see so many being drawn to doing that and looking for places away from, you know, the pollution and this stressful living that most of us, you know, have to, are still part of. And it was interesting that this 9-year-old girl told me that part of the reason many of us don't open up and don't become more aware of who we are is because we're too stressed out to actually tap into that. part of ourselves.
That's such a big part of it. And we had a workshop at the office, Star State International, last week for the whole office on a Sunday, where they came in and they did alpha biotics, which is like, I guess it's sort of like stretching the, your top vertebrae to the second to the first and releasing that stress in your body, because it's so crucial. Your whole body can get sick from the amount of stress, the buildup in your body. And the world we live in, unfortunately, is created to create fear and stress to keep you locked down energetically. And that's why people are moving away and trying to form a new paradigm, a new way of living in these communities. Ways to get involved, Mary, out there for the parents that may have intuitive kids. A lot of parents sometimes think it's ADHD, and talk a little bit about the kids, characteristics of a star child, a high indigo that runs around high energy, you know, because the parents may not know, if you could. So that's very important, because there's a lot of parents out there who listen to the show. We get a lot of young listeners, teenagers, you know, the characteristics of a star child and what to do to start developing it. Or, you know, with their child, the abilities, or how to associate those abilities?
Well, first of all, you've mentioned a very important point. I've actually now two very important statements from two scientists saying that they believe ADHD, Asperger's, and possibly autism as well may actually be some of these new programs. And that's a big one for me to say without the backing of such...
Wow.
Incredible scientists.
And I would love to see that information, Mary, please. Yeah.
It's really fast. It's some of my latest data and what I presented at the Nexus conference.
Excellent.
And will be, you know, will be in the Nexus magazine in terms of their understanding of these are new genetic modifications that they're talking about and why they believe they're part of the new human. So this is all the very cutting edge latest information, if you like.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are some upcoming projects and things that people may be able to get involved with, or some of the things that you're going to be up and coming in the year 2013 and 2014?
Well, I may even be coming over to the US, Miami in January. I'm not sure. That's still a possibility to
Excellent.
Talk about some of this. That's certainly, and maybe even the UK for Glastonbury, but I'm not sure. That's all sort of in sort of process. But what is more important than anything is that I'm finding so many people now being prepared to open up and start talking about this from every level, and that is just exciting. But particularly the parents with these children. There's so many that have had encounters that they have one or two children. One maybe or two with ADHD, for example. And the fascinating thing is that they often seem to see reality in a broader multidimensional way. And that is why they don't operate so well in school and why they get bored very easily. It's because they're processing at a far higher rate in terms of our reality than the rest of us. And that's why they get very bored very, very quickly. And they're often being taught things that are inaccurate, so they lose interest. That's really, really important.
Exactly. I've always said that for myself, even, Mary. Like, even in school, like, I don't even think I did any homework ever. I mean, honestly, I cheated all through middle school and maybe the first grade in high school, then I just dropped out in sophomore. I couldn't even deal with it because the programming. That wasn't why we're here. We're here to experience life. This is an educational program, a physical experience of a spiritual being in here to bring unity and then, you know, not to be programmed to just go out, get a job, get married, have a white picket fence, and then make a money, and that's success. And that's what people are programmed. And that's what we're talking about when that society, that control can only work for so long. You know, and the new energies that are here, those new consciousness, the new children are breaking that mold and bringing in a new way. And the new way of living is a sustainable future and free energy. And all that ties into each other, which is why the UFO phenomenon and ET phenomenon is so tightly under wraps, because they don't want that stuff to get out. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is what's really exciting, is that we are actually getting some qualification from the more open-minded scientists themselves, who are saying that this is not some kind of genetic malfunction. It actually is just new parts of the genome being switched on, which makes them more multidimensionally aware. They're seeing reality in an expanded way, and therefore they react differently. They're harder to program and they're harder to socialize, because we're actually trying to program into an inaccurate reality, a limited reality, which actually doesn't reflect our true multidimensional nature.
And if you would, Mary, before we go, talk about any ways that people can get involved into supporting the movement of ACERN and how to help spread awareness about the Indigo Children.
Oh, I think it's being informed as much as possible about the fact that this is, you know, that the whole extraterrestrial phenomena is not about, you know, aliens coming down and picking us up and doing horrible things to us. There are self-serving extraterrestrials, but there are also some that are assisting in this human evolution of consciousness. And these are the ones that are primarily assisting because they belong to us. We're part of them. So anyone who has these experiences or with their children, listen to your children, listen to what they have to say, you know, and if they tell you unusual things, make a point of still honoring their experience and supporting that, because they're the ones that are going to be teaching us about our new reality. So they rely on you for being fed and looked after on one level, but you'll rely on them ultimately for understanding the new paradigm.
And some of the parents that may be listening are like, how can that be? They're making it up or this and that. But when you have hundreds of thousands of children all seeing and understanding the same thing and saying the same thing and speaking the language of light, the children aren't lying. They're not making it up. It's impossible they would know this information. That's why I've had them on the show, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds, because they're not lying. When you hear them that young talking about this complex stuff, it's impossible that they're just making it up or they're, you know, and that's why it's so important to get the children's voice out, because they are speaking the truth that has been hidden from us for far too long, and the people need to hear it, because the children, you could hear it in their voice. It's going to be impossible because they're so confident about what they say. They know in such detail about what they say. It's like knowing a Star Trek movie but never even seeing TV before. And now the children being born with the left and right, you know, beside their brains being synced together. This is a whole, I mean, it's here. And those numbers are growing in hundreds of thousands into the millions. And, you know, what is that? That's the new human, if you will. And it's happening. And that's, you know, you can't deny that. And, you know, what is that? And then it goes deeper in the rabbit hole we go. So, again, Mary, where your point the listeners to go to, your website is acern.com?
Yes, AU.
acern.com.au.
Yes, and hopefully in the next week or so, we'll actually be updated and look really flash, and we'll be even better to work your way around it.
Excellent. Mary Rowell from Australia, thank you so much. And again, for the service you do in your work and the work with the children, so important, the most important work for all of us. So again, thank you, Mary, and we hope to have you back soon.
You're most welcome, Jonah.
And here's some more Dub Conscious. Again, check out starseedradio.com for the new website and updates and information. And we'll see you all next week. Enjoy.
Financial.